I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to this edition of Run with Coach Parry. My name is Brad Brown. It's great to have you with us. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this podcast. Coming up on today's show, we're going to be chatting to one of the members of the Coach Parry Online Training Club. It's another one of those fly-on-the-wall coaching calls. And we are chatting to Ria. And Coach Marcus will be joining us today. Ria van Wyk joining us from the Northern Cape. Fantastic story that Ria's got. And we'll be talking a little bit about her running history, how she got involved with what we do here at Coach Parry, and what she's training for. She's got some great results in that training club as well, as you'll hear on today's podcast too. Before we get into that though, just a big announcement that we are still giving away 3 months access to the Coach Parry Online Training Club, as well as a Biogen hamper, because we've been following James Hobbo Hobson's journey to the Ironman 70.3, which is coming up in Durban in just a few weeks' time. So if you want to check out more of that, make sure you check out our videos, as well as follow Biogen on social media. You can they've got a series of videos that they've been shooting about Hobbo and his journey, so you can check those out. But in order for you to win, all you need to do is let us know what you're training for. It's as simple as that. Use the hashtag Biogen Journey on social media, and we could pick it up. It doesn't matter what platform you share it on. We could be making you a winner. And today's winner was posted on Facebook, and it's Belinda Barlow. She says she's training for Comrades, and she used the hashtag Biogen Journey. Well, Belinda, 3 months access to the Coach Parry Online Training Club is yours, plus that Biogen hamper is on its way as well. Enough of me yakking. Let's head over to Ria and Coach Marcus. We head to Kimberley in the Northern Cape now, here on the podcast, to touch base with one of the members of the Coach Parry Online Training Club, Ria van Wyk. Ria, welcome. Nice to chat.
Thank you very much. It's a privilege.
Ria, I feel like I know you so well because you're in the forums often, and we chat often in the forums, and we've spoken via email. We got to meet you in person at the Two Oceans Expo. So you've been around what we do for a while, but you are getting some amazing results, and I know you'd been training really hard in the build-up to Two Oceans. You ran the half marathon. Tell me a little bit about how your day went.
Okay, with the training program, I'm new to running. I'm only running for 1 year now, and I follow the training program to the letter. So I really did everything that the training program said, and then I went out. I aimed for 2 hours, 15 minutes, and eventually I ran 2 hours flat. So I'm very chuffed with myself. And I think it went really well. Because Kimberley don't have any hills, you can't really train hills, so I did that on the treadmill. But my legs were fine till the end. That last little bit to UCT was the worst for me, actually. But the atmosphere is so amazing that you just keep on going. Yeah.
Ria, you are testament to what we're trying to do here at Coach Parry. And so often people get onto a training program and they try and tweak things, and they move this long run a bit there, and they lengthen this one and they do slightly faster. And you talk about following programs to the T. I don't think there's anyone on our training platform who follows programs like you follow them. Like if we had to tell you to go and run 100 Ks on a 10 K training program, it's never going to happen. You would go and run 100 Ks because you trust the process and you're seeing the results. I mean, you say you haven't been running that long. It's only been about a year, and you've pretty much been with us almost the whole time. It's almost that whole, tell me a little bit about why you started running. What got you into the sport?
Okay. It's not, I've got a friend and I've been gymming all my life long, but I didn't run. And I've got a friend that couldn't go to the gym. So I wanted her to just clear up her head and do something, because she was going through a difficult time. So one day I came from the gym and she was staying with me, and I said, well, do you have tackies? She said, yes. I said, well, we go running. She said, what? I said, well, ek het op baie lank laas gehardloop, but just let's do it. So we started off with walking, running, walking, walking, running. Then we went off to the park run, and then she got fire. So she went running and running, and I went to the gym, and she did the two oceans last year. So I only came as a supporter. And the atmosphere was so amazing. I was standing at the line where they enter, and we were shouting and screaming. And we stood there for the whole 6 hours to welcome everyone coming in. And it's so nice with your name on your number. So we just shout at everyone passing. So that's where I actually started. And because I don't know much about running, I saw a share on Facebook of Coach Perry. And I went online and I registered for the, well, first the 10K program and then the 21K program. And then I did the gun run last year. That was my first 21. And I did that in 2 hours, 10 minutes. And really, I do exactly what the program says. If you look at my Strava, you will see the program says 30 minutes, then Ria runs 30 minutes or 30 minutes, 30 seconds. That's just how I do it. But that's my personality too. I do something properly, but I like structure and I like organized thing. So when the online program came, you know, this whole new Coach Perry thing, I just went for it. So I'm a lifelong member, even though I'm almost 60, but I'm going there all the way.
Ria,
so I really enjoy this forum.
Yeah, we love having you on because you ask such great questions. And there's, I don't want to say this, there is quite a big focus on comrades and the longer stuff, but we love athletes who start out because you've got to start somewhere, and often we forget what it was like to start out. So we love having you on. Let's talk about life after Two Oceans. What's the plan now?
So I ran the Two Oceans on Saturday. On Monday, I went onto the forum and said, what next? Because I don't know what next. My next goal is the gun run again. So I want to improve my time of last year. But it's still a way before that. So Lindsay suggested that I go on to a sub-50 10K program. And I just immediately downloaded and I started. So 6 o'clock this morning, I was in the gym doing the yields training because of this chat at 9. So I had to be ready. So, yes, I follow that program now till mid-July, and then from July I start the sub-2-hour 21K program because Lindsay think I can do it in 155, and I believe everything you say, so I'm training for 155.
That's awesome. Marcus, let me bring you in here now. You've got Ria's sort of questionnaire in front of you and her running numbers. Your initial thoughts?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I never saw that question that you posted in the forum, Ria, but just while you were talking to Brad, I was making notes. And one of the notes I said, you need to jump onto the sub-50-minute 10-kilometer program. So, yes, everything Lindsay says tends to be right. But, I mean, I just first wanted to compliment you on I think people always refer to the camaraderie and the friendliness of people in the running community. And I think you're a true testament of just that. I think you're a ray of light and that's awesome. And just the fact that you embrace this new challenge and it's ironic how you reached out to someone else and in the end you found something that you were really passionate about. I think that's an awesome story to tell. I mean, it just seems that like, yes, you are doing everything exactly to the numbers and that's awesome. You just need to keep on doing that. And you will achieve quite, you know, well, in my opinion, big results. It doesn't mean that you older than the average person that starts running, that you need to see that as a limiter or as a crutch. And I mean, just the fact that you keep on getting good results, that just this says something by itself. So, I mean, from your side, I know you said you have some questions, or you don't really have questions because you post everything in the forum. But I mean, with regards to where you're running at now, do you have any questions with regards to anything whatsoever that I can possibly help you with? Because from a program perspective, yes, sub 10 after sub 50 minute 10K is definitely on par. And once you do that, if you can do a sub 50 minute 10K, I've just done the calculation there, then you're on par for 152, 21 kilometer. So that's definitely on par with where you're trying to go. Just one question that I had is, how tired were you when you achieved that 2-hour 21K?
Okay. I knew that my friend, she also did the 21 again, and her son was going to get engaged at the end line.
Okay.
I thought they were in front of me, and then I realized they were behind me. So okay. I went through, I took my medal, I took a Coke, and I ran back to my daughter. So I think the people thought I'm crazy. This woman just came from a 21 and she's still running. But I didn't want to miss the engagement. So I ran back to where my daughter was waiting, or she had to take the photos. So I wasn't tired at all. On the Sunday, I wasn't stiff. On the Monday, I was a little bit stiff, but I've got a roller. So I roll my muscles every time. And on the Wednesday, Lindsay said I had to do nothing before Wednesday, so I did nothing till Wednesday, and then on Thursday I start running. But really, no injuries, no major muscle pains, nothing.
That's awesome. That's brilliant. So I mean, just by what you said now, it just tells me you could have probably run faster than 2 hours if you really wanted to, with the correct detailed pacing chart. I think it would have been possible, and that just gives me even more hope, especially for the gun run, because I don't think the hills in the gun run are as bad as Oceans.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm.
So that's also counting in your favor. When you do hills, do you go to the gym and you do it on the treadmill?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I mean, I've been in Kimberley quite a few times. My grandmother happens to live in Christiana. So whenever she needs to go to the doctor, we go pick her up there and then take her to Kimberley. And I've been for quite a few runs there. And yes, it is proper flat. So it's a good thing that there's the gym to make up for that. But I mean, from your side, Ria, is there any other questions that you might have, you know, with regards to just, I don't know, whether it's gear or nutrition or anything that you can think of?
What I wanted to know maybe is, do I need to somewhere, I do the strength training program of Shauna, the advanced one, because I've gymmed for all the years. So I am on the advanced training program twice a week. Sometimes she mentioned you can just add a little bit of dumbbell weights. Do I need to increase the weight, or can I just keep go on with, say, 5Ks in each hand? Is it necessary to build muscle for running?
Okay. So for me, it's one or the other. If you really feel that you can step it up, you either increase the rep count or you increase the weight. But I know ladies in particular, they're scared of building muscle. So if you want to increase the rep count, yes, you can do that. But I know, once again, it's a case of everyone's different. So if you're already on the advanced one and you've been gymming for, I mean, most of your life, then I'm sure you'll be able to distinguish quite quickly what is better for you. So when you do your next gym session, try one session out where you add about 5 more reps to the exercise or to the rep count. Or alternatively, keep the rep count the same and then just maybe increase a kilogram or two and see how that influences. If you feel one works better than the other, try that for a month and then see how it works out. If there is an effect, or it does happen to be beneficial, then obviously stick with that. Or fall back to the other option for a month and say, okay, well, I've tried both now. I prefer whatever one you preferred more, then stick to that. If that still doesn't address your or answer your question, then I think Shona will be more than happy to if you do want to just pop onto the forum and just explain to her exactly what your concerns are with regards to the S&C program, and she'll happily help you there.
Okay.
Yeah, if I can just jump in there too, Marcus, and here's a question that I want to ask, because I think there's a balance. Obviously, you want to be doing strength training to first of all, increase your strength as a runner, but there's benefits from the injury prevention. But you've also got to be careful that you're not bulking up, because obviously if muscle mass, and you end up getting heavier, and that could slow you down. So how do you decide where to stop? I think that's also part of where Ria was going. Is it a case of you want to bulk up, or don't you really want to bulk up?
Look, I think it's all in relativity. If you do feel that the extra muscle gain does help your running performance, by all means, then you can continue with it. But if you feel that you are, because obviously it's the same as with cycling, your power to weight ratio is what it's about. So if you can run a certain time at a certain weight and you gain some muscle and you can still maintain that, because okay, then it'll be beneficial from an injury prevention perspective. But maybe if you run a specific time at a specific weight and you do add some extra kgs from a muscular perspective and you struggle to maintain that, then it's obviously better not to gain the extra weight, because it's more mass that you're carrying, but it's not necessarily in aid of your running performance. So it's a fine line, and that's why, and we obviously spoiled with someone like Nikki, just down the road from us, where she can do tests, and I'm sure most dietitians have access to what they call an in-body scale. So it's a scale that you stand on, and you have to hold on to two poles while they're taking, and they literally measure different components of your body, how much water is in your system, your body mass index, how much mass you carry on your upper body, your lower body, left side, right side. And it actually breaks down everything into very understandable bits. And there you can realize, for me, I'm someone, I just look at a dumbbell and I pick up weight from a muscular perspective. And I've actually come to realize that my biggest downfall is that I carry so much muscular weight. So what I do is, and this is by trial and error, I have to, for instance, I only start eating an hour 40 into my long runs, so that I use what's in my system, and then my body actually starts eating muscle as a form of energy. And so that forces my body to lean up a bit. But Ria, to get back to what Brad's just asking, and the answer in general is that it's something that you need to, it's a trial and error thing. So you need to see that if you are picking up weight, is it muscles? Yes. Okay. Is it aiding your running? Or do you feel you're just carrying extra weight? If it is the case, then more rep count will make more sense, as opposed to adding more weight.
Okay.
But Ria, you also, and I'm going to use you as an example here, because we talk about strength training as part of a running regime, like I said, for the various benefits. It's obviously going to help you become a better runner, but also from the injury prevention side of things. And you mentioned, I think you said you're almost 60. So as you get older as well, injury becomes a major issue in a sport like running, because of that compounding. And you're a prime example of what strength training can do from an injury prevention perspective, that you've taken up running late in your life and you've had zero niggles. You've been sensible about it. You've followed a structured training program that's built you up slowly over time, and you've got the strength training component in it, and you're getting the results. And so often we see people trying to speed up the process or cut corners where they don't do the strength training, and they get injured. And you're such a prime example of how to do it right. And yeah, I mean, we're so proud of what you've done and what you are doing. And I just wanted to say that, because I think we can hold you up as the shining light of the way to do things properly.
I think I must get a Coach Perry T-shirt. And I'll wear it all the time, because at the club, they actually mock me now, because I force them to do some warm-up exercises, the one that's on the program, and I force them to stretch after the time. Of course, you know, a lot of athletes just don't do it. They get up from the couch and then they start running. Yeah. And I preach all the time. I force them to stretch. I force them to do some warm-up exercises, and so I'm really a living example. I'll become an ambassador after my retirement for Coach Parry. So I'll walk with a banner and a T-shirt. And
really, there's no such thing as retirement. You've still got lots of running in you. There's nothing to worry about there. That's for sure. The way you're running at the moment, you're going to be running for a long, long time still. And I think I've mentioned on the podcast a few times as well. My wife always jokes, we need to get T-shirts made that says Lindsay Says. Because that's exactly everything in my household's the same. We're going to do this. No, Lindsay Says we need to do this. And then that's just the way it is. So I think we need to get some Lindsay Says T-shirts made. Marcus, what do you reckon?
Yes.
Brilliant idea.
I agree.
I love it. Rhea, any other quick? Sorry, Marcus, say again.
Marcus, you are the cycling coach too. Is it necessary? Because I do the strength training on my rest days. So can I cycle maybe for 30 minutes or is it not actually beneficial?
No, so it's a very, very good form of exercise. So I always say swimming and cycling is arguably two of the best forms of recovery that you can get because it does get your heart rate up slightly. Your muscles get a workout. So with swimming, obviously, your whole body is supported by your buoyancy in the water. Cycling is awesome, especially for runners, because it's a weight-bearing sport. All your weight's on the saddle, and it's just your legs doing the working. So for me, as long as you keep it easy, Lindsay's also referred to it as a talking pace. So you need to be able to have a comfortable conversation with someone standing next to you. Then you know you're doing it easy enough. And I can guarantee you, you will feel the benefits of that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with getting onto a stationary bike and just pedaling away. It's just a form of you know, getting your muscles to recover as well, or aiding recovery. It's a brilliant form of training.
And it'll make you a stronger runner as well, especially on the hills. Sure. I found that when I'm cycling, I run hills really well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, last year when I did Epic, I think I did Cape Epic in March. And all in all, I ran 800 kilometers less in preparation for Comrades. Wow. And strictly speaking, my Comrades training started a week after I finished Epic. So on the 1st of April, I had 200Ks. I had run 200 kilometers from January to beginning of April. Obviously, I didn't run 2 weeks prior to Epic and during Epic. And the week after, I also rest. And then from the 1st of April to the week before Comrades, I ran 700 kilometers. And my time was only about 20 minutes slower than my previous year's time. But also, having said that, the race was about 4 kilometers longer. So I think all in all, it was exactly the same time. Yes, it was the down run. But the fact remains is that, I mean, cycling is really good for your running. It does. There's a massive compliment, or it pays a massive compliment to your running form.
Cool. There we go. Yeah, Rhea, that's definitely going to help you along the way as well. Have you picked a race for the 10K yet? Do you know which one you're doing?
Just repeat that.
Have you picked
for the
10K? Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Okay. We'll find you one because obviously in Kimberley there aren't races every single weekend like there are in Cape Town and Johannesburg. I think the guys up north and down south are spoilt. They don't realize how good they've got it.
Yes, but actually then I'll just go out and run a 10K flat to see what the time is without a race.
Okay, perfect. Rhea, I don't know if you've got any other questions. If not, we'll wrap things up. We love having you around. You are, like Marcus said, you are one of the people in that forum who's just so encouraging. Every time somebody posts something, that they've done something, you're one of the first in there sort of congratulating them or if somebody's a bit down, cheering them up. And we love that. So keep doing that. And we love having you part of the community.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity. I really enjoy it.
Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Run. We hope you enjoyed that chat with Marcus and Rhea. Before I go, don't forget, if you are running Comrades this year, we have got the last of our Bonitas online success seminars coming up in just a few days. Make sure you register, okay? coachparry.com/webinars, where you can find out all the details. And this one is one that you're not going to want to miss. We're going to be talking about how you can save yourself 20 minutes on race day. It's a fantastic, fantastic presentation that Lindsay does. So make sure you join us, okay? It's coming up in just a couple of weeks' time. All the details on coachparry.com/webinar.